quote we learned today, we read today, are all under this name. But inshallah, if we get time, I have to explain when we say it is in that name, what does that mean? Can you take it out from that name? How can that be done? But let's see where we get. So, in this level, هو أحديات الذات and then واحديات ذات and أسماء أرس. They can be regarded separate. Remember, these things are not externally existent as such. Remember, these things, when we say external, always in this context, external means outside. In the world outside, you cannot say, yes, this is Asma of Allah and this is Zat of Allah. It's not. These are all i'tibar al-aqli. This is only intellectual consideration for these things. You cannot find outside Asma Allah separate from Zat. You cannot, I mean, for us, even we cannot, if we were able to see the Zat of Allah, which is not possible, you could not separate the two. So these are only intellectual observation, intellectualization of the reality. So in this level it comes nafya sifada and nafya sifada and that's kamal tawhid. That means you reach to this because no one can reach to this. Of course, we can reaching to this. That means a manifestation of this level happens in for insan. This level is for who? Who can have this manifestation? No, that's right. Absolutely right. That name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Zat is very very good thing Dr. Muhammad reminded me to say. Remember, Zat is manifested in Ism of Allah itself. That's one of those things as well. Like, for instance, again, go back to yourself. You look at this time, Sajid. Sajid, all when you say, when you talk about all the no one can see the Zat of Sajid. No one, even he himself has not access to his Zat. All access, the only access we have is his Zat is manifested in his attributes, in his sifat. Is that correct? Is that correct, Abed? Can we say, if you say, for instance, just give this attributes of Sajid. Imagine Sajid is a painter and a basketball player and a father. Right? So these names, these names come really to show a sifat, an attribute. So attribute of painting, attribute of basketball playing, attribute of fatherhood. So it is Zat of Sajid reflected and manifested in the name of painting, in the sifat of painting. Okay? So Allah Zat is manifested in, Zat of Huwa is manifested in Allah. Does it make sense? No. See, we said, what was Huwa? Huwa is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the highest possible ever level. We can imagine that. We can visualize the word, not visualize Allah. We can visualize this meaning. Huwa is Allah in highest ever possible being, level, the level.
It's according to insan.
No, regardless of insan. This is Allah in the level we refer to him as Huwa.
I mean that this is the level that humans know that.
No, this is a level of no knowledge, in fact. We are saying this is a level that you don't know Allah, you don't know anything about Allah. Allah, in a level that there is no news, no nothing, no knowledge, no information about him, that's in that level. But once that, whatever it is, Allah, in that level, whatever it is which we don't know, there is a Zat. That Zat is shown, reflected in the name of Allah. Similar to my Zat is reflected in this sifat that I said, this Asma, Ism of painter. I've got the name of painter. Abin, is it correct? I've got the name of painter. I've got the name of basketball player. I've got the name of father. These are all names. But this basically shows my Zat. Otherwise, what access do you have to my Zat? Anyone has any access to my Zat? Even you do not have access to your own Zat. Right? So, the Zat of Allah is manifested, on its entirety is manifested in Allah, in this name. Okay? So, anyway, let's go to the main point. This was not my main point yet. I wanted to give you an example of making an understanding of creation in those Qaide Ashraf that was said. Qaide Ashraf means Allah creates always, has created the most valuable, the foremost, most important thing Allah has created is first. And then from there, the other things have been created. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, let's say, wanted to create an aeroplane, He wouldn't make first the wing and the engine, and then the engine, and then say, okay, now I can make an aeroplane. He has first created the aeroplane, and then He has decided, yes, that aeroplane needs an engine, and also, this is just an example. Yes, what's
in the level of Allah, can you repeat Him as Hova?
Yeah, just, we can only say Hova. Hova means U. What is Hova means? Hova only means U. Zamir, this is only for Zamir purpose. There is nothing else in that. So when from that level Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a creation, first, the first creation He makes is the most top creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very reasonable, it's very logical that first creation, and we know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Abbalu ma khalaqallahu nuri." Prophet says, "The first thing Allah created was my nur." That's what he says. Anyway, so if in this level, let's imagine there is a waterfall. Some water is coming. I'm very terrible in drawing. this is just okay. But not to trigger more fun of me, I show it by this.
I thought you were a painter.
No. I made a big lie here. That was just for example. So let's say, assume this is water falling down. What happens here? Oh my God. Let's say this is, you know, if you have seen in the natures, if you have not seen it yourself, sometimes there are waterfalls, they come, they fill up a basin, and then from that basin it is pouring down to the next basin down, and from that basin it's pouring down. Do you know, I'm trying to draw something like that. I show it like this before to make too much fun. Then it's waters, then it is okay, please try to grasp the idea. So again, water wouldn't be like this. Water would be like this. And then from here, it's spinning, coming down another. Okay. Anyway, what I want to show with this example, to show how the relationship in creation is, that if we say the creation, we call the creation wujud. You're agreed to, we call it wujud, existence. Allah has creation, made the creation, given wujud and existence. Comes to the first pot or first basin. But this first basin, of course, we cannot show this here, is the biggest basin possible. That all the water that exists, Allah has put it into this basin. Okay? But an important issue here is we have to realize that anything in the level of wujud of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only wujud. There is nothing other than wujud in it. Because what do we have other than wujud? Who remember other than wujud what is there? No. Adam is, what do you mean? Adam is not there. What is other than wujud in creation?
Mahiyat.
Yes. Mahiyat. Okay, we say, mahiyat and wujud. For those who cannot read, in Arabic or Farsi, existence and mahiyat means quiddity. Let me not use this jargon for the moment. I call it whatness. Okay. Mahiyat is whatness. You remember all? You all remember? What is when we say when you talk about me, for instance? It can be about anything. You can. Whatness of Sayyid Bassam is his mahiyat. But his wujud is a different thing. Remember, if you imagine that these are all my, I'm only definable by these three things. Imagine. I'm only definable by these three things. I'm a painter, I'm a basketball player, I'm a father. So this is my, total of this becomes my mahiyat. So, mahiyat of this is a good definition for mahiyat. If you can just contemplate it for 10 seconds, you realize how easy it is. It may look a bit jargon, but it's very easy. Mahiyat of the anything is the answer to the question of what it is. Answer to the question of what it is mahiyat. The moment you say, what is this pen? What meaning of pen comes to mind? Something that you can write with. It doesn't mean this comes to your mind. Any pen. But that means, say, what is this? Answer to the question of what is this is computer. What makes a computer computer is its mahiyat. That very machine that you can put all the softwares on it, that you can do a lot of work with that. Okay? So, remember, so for every creation, there is mahiyat and there is wujud. Basically, mahiyat, what does mahiyat mean? Mahiyat is, in the level of Allah, we have no mahiyat. There are a lot of ahadith which denies that Allah has got any mahiyat, has any whatness. There is no whatness for Allah. Allah is mere wujud. The moment, this is where mahiyat comes to place. The moment the first limitation is put to wujud becomes mahiyat. If it's absolute, unlimited wujud, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there is no mahiyat. The moment, no matter how big is that limitedness itself, how big is that boundary, still it is some boundary. Some limitedness to that wujud. That becomes mahiyat. So, this would be the first mahiyat. The first mahiyat is made here. Of course, plus wujud. It has got wujud and mahiyat. Okay? This wujud and mahiyat comes, this is the first creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It comes the second level of creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, this has got more limitation because this is made from this itself. It comes further level down. There is even more limitedness, more boundaries, which makes a smaller mahiyat. So basically, when you say, as I said last time, I said when you say this is pen, you are also, by saying this is pen, there is another statement in this statement. Means this is not any other thing than pen. Because, you know, everything that can ever exist, anything that can ever exist. Let's assume, we make it simpler. Let's assume all the things that can exist, all the objects in this room. We know that there are, of course, those things that can exist are billion times more than what is in this room. But let's assume, whatever object is in this room is all that can exist practically. The moment you say this is pen, you're saying this is not a computer and a table and that table and orbit and this. You're denying all those existences from it, and you say this is only this. This is only pen. The moment you say this is computer, not only you're saying it is computer, you're saying it is not pen and mobile and desk and Dr. Muhammad and this. So you're denying all other mawjudat from it. So this is basically the work of mahiyat. Work of mahiyat is this. You put certain limitations together and you call something. That means you are saying all of those things of existence which is in this level, could be in this level, say it is none of them. Only in this level of Hova, all the existences that can be possibly existing exist. Only in this level is before creation of any mahiyat. That's why we say Allah is only wujud. Everything that has got any wujud in is in that level. In that level, there is nothing. I mean, for this level, we say this is pain. That means it is not this and this and that and that. But when it comes, assume when you call, you talk about this level. Basically, you are saying because you are not. There is no mahiyat here. Basically, you are saying it is everything. But by my examples, only by examples of this room, it is pen and pencil and desk and computer and Dr. Muhammad and Abed and Ivan and everyone. Does it make sense? Does it make sense?
Yes.
So, in a level which there is no mahiyat, if I made example and made the number of objects limited so that we can make an understanding, if the whole of possible objects that could have ever existed with only those objects in this room would be this level. So you can say, it's very much like, remember this is only example, do not go and take it wrong. Example is, you don't want to say any, refer to any of these mahiyats here, in these objects here, that means everything else. A level of existence which contains all objects in this room, of this wall and computer and paper and book and pen and desk and everything. The moment you put a limitation to it, you might say, everything except this pen. You have made a mahiyat to this room now. If the whole wujud, possible wujud, is only what is in this room, in this level, you cannot make any mahiyat. You say this room. That means everything else which is in this room. The moment you exclude something, because basically it doesn't matter. It's either the moment you make an inclusion, you have exclusion with it, comes with it as well. When you say, I only mean these two pin, that you have also said no other thing of the room, only these two pin. But if you only say, you do not specify anything, you say everything that could ever possibly exist in this room, that's this level. That is, then now, if you extrapolate that to the whole creation, that you say, in this level, whatever could ever, ever exist, that is in this level, so there is no mahiyat. Basically, no mahiyat. No, mahiyat is when you put the first limitation to it. So the first limitation put into wujud alone, wujud, mere wujud, wujud or self. The first limitation is abbalu ma khalaqtu nuri. That comes. The first limitedness that is ever created. But that limitedness is so vast, of course. That limitedness is like this. That limitedness is all possible existence are in it, but they all have mahiyat. So probably that's one level of limitedness we can do. We have not excluded, in this level, we have not excluded anything of this room in it. We have only said all these mahiyats. We have just named them. Just by naming them, this and this and this and that and that and that and that. We have not said just room. Example of it, when you are here, if this room is still our example, when you talk about this level, you just say room. But when you come to this level, you name all the objects here now. It still is when you name every object, it's still what you have said, whatever was in the room. But there is a little difference. There is a little difference. The moment wujud, mere wujud, pure wujud, absolute wujud comes to mahiyat, still this mahiyat is like you have named all the objects of this room. You said that all the objects of the creation are in here. Except they have mahiyat, but here there is no mahiyat at all. So that means the first nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that ever has created is aql. It's referred to also aql al-kul. We know that it's called aql al-kul. What is aql al-kul? Universal intellect. But remember, it is a big difference between this intellect that we talk and our intellect. This intellect means all actualities. Our intellect is only potential. I mean, there is even when it is fully actualized, it's still very, it's aql al-juz'i. Unless we are able to unite ourselves with Aql al-Kulli, in higher intellect, we are in